Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. You know that feeling when you're carrying around a grudge, like it's this heavy backpack weighing you down? It's not just an emotional burden, holding onto anger and resentment actually does something crazy to our minds and bodies. Today, we're diving into the power of forgiveness not because it makes us feel good though it totally does, but because it sets us free. Forget about those forgive and forget platitudes. This is about understanding why forgiveness isn't just for other people, it's a superpower you can wield to unlock inner peace and resilience. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you master the art of letting go. Number 1. Understand that forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened. It's not saying the other person was right or that their actions were okay. It's simply choosing to release the negative emotions and thoughts tied to the event. Think of it like unclenching your fist. You don't have to forget the experience, but you can choose not to let it control you. Number 2. Forgiveness is about self-preservation. Holding onto anger and bitterness poisons our own well-being. It keeps us stuck in a cycle of pain and negativity, affecting everything from our relationships to our physical health. When we forgive, we're essentially saying, I'm choosing to protect my own peace. Think about it. Have you ever noticed how holding onto anger can make you feel tense, anxious, or even physically unwell? Forgiveness is like a mental and emotional detox. It clears the clutter and allows space for healing. Number 3. Forgiveness isn't a one-time event, it's a process. It takes time, effort, and often, a lot of self-compassion. Be patient with yourself. Don't expect to feel instant relief or erase the hurt entirely. It's okay to have setbacks, to grieve, and to acknowledge that forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. Number 4. Sometimes we need to forgive ourselves. We all make mistakes, stumble, and fall short. The key is to learn from those experiences, take responsibility for our actions, and then extend the same grace and compassion to ourselves that we would offer to someone else. Holding on to self-blame only keeps us stuck in a cycle of negativity. And finally, number 5, remember that forgiveness doesn't mean reconciliation. It's possible to forgive someone without having them back in your life or condoning their actions. Forgiveness is about releasing the grip they have on your emotional well-being, not necessarily repairing the relationship. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You and your best friend had a huge falling out. Maybe there was a misunderstanding, betrayal, or something else that shattered your bond. For months, you've carried around resentment, anger, and hurt. Every time you think about it, the pain comes flooding back. It's affecting your sleep, your energy levels, even your relationships with other people. But then, one day, something shifts. You realize that holding onto this grudge is only hurting yourself. You start to see things from a different perspective. Maybe there were underlying reasons for their actions, or perhaps you played a role in the conflict too. It's not about excusing what happened, it's about choosing to let go of the anger and pain. You take a deep breath, acknowledge your hurt, and offer them forgiveness. It doesn't mean you have to become best friends again, but you release yourself from the burden of resentment. You feel lighter, freer, more open to new possibilities. This is the power of forgiveness. It's not just about the other person, it's about reclaiming your own peace and well-being. So how are you going to put this into action? Maybe start by writing down the things that are weighing you down, then visualize yourself letting go of those emotions. Practice self-compassion, remind yourself that you're worthy of forgiveness too. And remember, every step towards healing is a victory. Don't forget to share your thoughts with us on social media, we love hearing from you. And until next time, keep striving for mental fortitude, one small step at a time. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.